MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with David Gerrell, Bowman's Head of Banking and Financial Services. David, appreciate the early morning time. And note you that came into my inbox, I think it was just late last week, around National Treasury's proposed ban on retirement fund investing into crypto assets. And crypto assets is a fairly broad category. My thought was it was a little short-sighted. You seem to agree with it. And the notes, you say you have some concerns, questions. Your key concerns around this proposed ban for retirement funds.
Yes, hello, Simon. Thank you for the time. I think similarly to you, the concern is that it seems a bit heavy-handed and a little bit less nuanced than we expected the regulations to be when they started coming out, in light of the position that Treasury announced earlier on in the year.
And we're in a situation as well. I mean, you know, crypto assets are a new sort of asset class there. And we do see, it's more than just our regulators. I suspect it's much broader around the world, where regulators almost seem to be a little bit behind the curve, perhaps, on it. Or am I being perhaps overly harsh on them?
I think that the issue really comes down to how crypto assets are defined. I think part of the problem is there is a lot of, there's little knowledge, mm-hmm. I think, but there has been quite a lot of development in a number of regulated jurisdictions and countries with whom South African regulators have had interaction. You know, there's a difference between payment tokens, for example, and securities tokens. We're not just talking specifically about what maybe many of the public would recognize as cryptocurrencies and highly investments. And I think it's an area of development, and it's an area in which, you know, financial inclusion can be developed, where young entrepreneurial ventures can develop products for the world. And I think this ban effectively puts a cap or stifles opportunities there as much as it protects the public against speculative investment.
I take your point. There's two sides to it. The one is, you know, me as someone with a pension fund, I'm losing out. But the other side is, of course, you know, the flow of cash into an industry. I mean, I think of infrastructure, the ability for pension funds to invest into an infrastructure helps that sector.
Yeah, and interestingly, it's the same draft regulatory amendment that deals with the expansion of the infrastructure capabilities for pension funds, also contains in the same document this crypto asset ban. So there is an irony there, for sure.
Do you have a sense? I mean, this is a proposed, it isn't yet law. Is there still sort of a negotiation, or is that door closed and it's proposed, but it will come in as law in time?
I don't have a very clear sense. The comments were invited on this draft by the 16th of November, mm-hmm. so comments officially closed. But the Intergovernmental FinTech Working Group, which is the sort of the hub of a number of regulators, which then inform how specific regulators should move forward, they have been engaging quite actively with industry for a couple of years. But I think this came a bit out of the blue, this particular ban. So there's probably a good chance it will be proceeded with. The question then is whether anybody decides that it ought to be challenged, because I think there are some lawfulness issues around banning an investment class altogether.
Okay, I get you on that. I hadn't actually thought, actually, you know, in a sense, it's restricting my, or rather the trustees of the pension fund's ability to kind of invest where they think the money is best invested. We'll leave it there. David Gerrell, Head of Banking and Financial Services Regulatory at Bowman's, appreciate the early morning time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.